This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've had seven NFL head coaches hired this year. All teams now have a head coach. There's no more vacancies. That was the final one was filled yesterday with the Saints hiring of Kellen Moore. So the teams, in whatever order I am listed here, I'll just read the teams. I'm going to here. If you go to Wikipedia and like look at all the NFL head coaches and you sort by year hired, here's the order they're listed that were this year. Bears just hired Ben Johnson. Dallas Cowboys with Brian Schottenheimer. Jacksonville Jaguars with Liam Cohen. Las Vegas Raiders, Pete Carroll. New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel. New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore. And, oh, where's Aaron Glenn? How come they don't have Aaron Glenn on here? They missed this? Well, what are they for the Jets here? This is kind of funny. I'm actually going through the, you go to Wikipedia. Josh, you go to Wikipedia and you sort by a year hired. I don't even think, who do they have listed? They even have a Jets coach listed here? Let me see. It's kind of funny. They're HJ. I'm going to go through the alphabetical order. It does say 2025, but I just don't see him listed on there. Oh, they put it in the wrong little column there. That's why. It says coach 225. It does not say, it's so funny. Look at the Jets. You can never do anything right with the Jets, right? Go to Wikipedia. If you type in NFL head coaches and go to the Wikipedia page, for New York Jets, they actually put in the wrong box. Instead of Coach Aaron Glenn hired 2025, it says Coach 2025. Like it's the person's name is 2025. Pretty funny, actually. That's why I was a little screwed up. Let me give you, though, the point is my rankings 1 through 7 on these teams and how well they did hiring the head coach for what they basically needed. I want to reiterate, this does not mean or my prediction of how well and or terrible any of these coaches will do. They may have hit a home run for what they needed, but it doesn't matter because of other circumstances, the coach just does not do well. They may have not really got something they needed, but then all of a sudden the coach does great. Then obviously I think I'm probably wrong in that regard. Let's start at the top. I have the New England Patriots hiring Mike Vrabel as number one. You know why? The Patriots just needed a leader of an organization and a guy who knows how to win in the National Football League. Mike Vrabel knows how to win in the NFL. He has not had great seasons necessarily in the NFL as a head coach with the Tennessee Titans, but he's had good seasons. In fact, remember, he even beat the New England Patriots in the playoffs. He's also a part of their organization, their culture, the Patriot way. Whatever you think about that or it means, he will bring a much, much needed type of stability to that position after going with Gerard Mayo for a year. Mike Vrabel to the New England Patriots always made the most sense. It's what they should have done, quite frankly, last year, but because they had given Gerard Mayo in his contract and said he is the successor to Bill Belichick, they went that direction. But once Mike Vrabel was available, it just made the most sense that Mike Vrabel should be the head coach of the New England Patriots. That's what they needed. They needed a leader of their organization, someone to start leading them again in this new era post-Bill Belichick. They got it in Mike Vrabel, so that's number one. Number two, you know what the Chicago Bears needed? An exciting offensive mind. And they got one in Ben Johnson. Now, I don't know. I have my reservations and thoughts about whether or not Ben Johnson's going to be a great leader, CEO type of coach. I don't know. You could be a great play caller. You could be a great designer of offense. You could be a great position coach. You could be a great coordinator. It really doesn't have always translate to being a great head coach. I don't know. But you know what they needed? They needed to get away from what they just had, which just was a seemed like kind of a more boring defensive personality. Matt Eberflus, a lot of, you know, Matt Nagy didn't have the greatest personality. This is a guy, bring some pizzazz. They need that. And oh, by the way, I even went all this time without mentioning, they have Caleb Williams, who can be really good in this league, I think. I don't know how good he's going to be. Maybe he never reaches the status a lot of people thought he would, number one overall pick, whatever. But they needed a guy like Ben Johnson. They needed a young, fresh, an exciting offensive mind. And they got one in Ben Johnson. So I'm going to put the Bears at number two. At number three, I debated this. I went back and forth on a few of these, okay? But I ultimately settled on the Las Vegas Raiders and what they needed by hiring Pete Carroll as their head coach. You know why? I think at the end of the day, now, Pete Carroll is in his 70s. He is the oldest hired, like, first time, not make first time ever, like, an organization hiring a head coach. He's 73 years old. No team has ever hired a coach to be their new coach at an older age. But I'm going to say this about Pete Carroll. Holy cow, I hope that I look as good as Pete Carroll does when I'm 73. Like, that dude's 21 years older than me. I mean, and he looks 22, and he looks great. And he still has a sharp mind. And I love that. And no part of the sharp mind, though, mostly is from the defensive side of the ball. And look what he did in Seattle. And the reason why I put them number three here, the Vegas Raiders, is because look at the division they're in. Kansas City, Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert, obviously, with the Chargers. And then, of course, Bo Nix and what he did with Sean Payton. They don't have a quarterback. They have to figure out the quarterback. So they needed someone who could at least come in, knows defense, knows how to coach defense, and actually has won. He's a Super Bowl-winning coach. I think they got what they needed here. I don't love the fact that you're hiring a 73-year-old coach, but if you're going to hire a 73-year-old coach, make it a guy like Pete Carroll, who looks really good for his age and looks like he can still run out there and do everything on a daily basis and a daily grind. So I'm going to give the Las Vegas Raiders number three here with what they got in Pete Carroll. And I would have done that a few weeks ago, by the way, until I really looked at it and said, you know what? I think they did a good job here. All right, number four. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's always probably, for them, going to be not good as compared to how great it could be. But the Jets needed a culture changer, and they got one in Aaron Glenn. I mean, you think about the New York Jets and the coaches they've had over the years. Last time the Jets went out and got a culture changer, it was Rex Ryan, believe it or not. And he took them to two straight AFC championship games. There's a thing about changing culture, though. Sometimes that culture just wears off, and it doesn't work in the long run. And that's kind of what happened with Rex Ryan. Happened a little bit in Buffalo in some respect as well. But Aaron Glenn is a culture changer. I love his no-nonsense approach. He's a member of that organization. He played for them. He's gonna be somebody who really, really believes and stands up for what he believes in. The problem Aaron Glenn is going to have is the problem that any New York Jets coach has, no matter how good or bad that coach is, and that's going to be they have an owner that's going to be stepping in the way all the time, right? And Woody Johnson. I don't know if he can overcome that. I don't know if Aaron Glenn's going to be a really good head coach for the Jets. My guess is it's not going to work out in the end, because until I see proof of any coach going to New York and it working out, I'm just going to err on that side. But I will say, for number four here, because I think it can go either way, but the thing I don't like about the Jets, the only thing I don't like about the Jets hire here is I do think that they may have been better served getting a guy who's been a head coach in this league. That is not Aaron Glenn. I think they needed somebody who might have had a little bit more stability, who's been down that road, who know to dealing with the owner, right? Dealing with the GM, a new GM, all these things that go along with the New York media. I think that matters. That's not Aaron Glenn. But they do need a culture changer. So that's why I'm putting him four, which is they didn't get a previous head coach. I think they could have really used one here. But they did get a guy that's going to change the culture, which is good for them. So I'm going to put him right smack dab in the middle here at number four. Then I'm going to go to number five. And honestly, this could be number seven and the worst one for me. But the other two are just so down the road, down the chart, that I didn't do it. I don't even know what the Jacksonville Jaguars need. But they hired Liam Cohen. And he seems like he's a really bright offensive mind. I just don't know. I'm watching the press conferences. I'm thinking about he hasn't been a head coach before. I don't love this hire, but who knows? I like the fact that they have Trevor Lawrence and, you know, they have some good offensive pieces, and they're bringing in a guy who can elevate that offense, which is, I think, what they needed mostly here, right, coming in. A guy that is going to come in from another organization with fresh eyes, fresh perspective. So we'll see. I don't love the hire of Leon Cohen. I just don't know what they needed. It's a mystery to me, because that's kind of an organization that's been wandering in the wilderness for a while, trying to figure it all out, and it hasn't really gone right. Now, number six, what the New Orleans Saints needed was probably something just a little bit different and fresh, and they did okay here. Maybe I could have put Kellen Moore above Liam Cohen, but I'm going to put Kellen Moore at number six here, because I think with the Saints and their cap situation, maybe they needed somebody who could come in and, you know, kind of stabilize that whole environment, make sure that they could still stay competitive. I don't know. Here's the reason why I don't love the Kellen Moore hire, I guess. Here's the biggest reason for New Orleans. I don't know how long he's going to get. Like, maybe you needed a bridge. That's basically the best way I'd say it. Maybe you needed a bridge here more than anything for the New Orleans Saints. That's not Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is, you're starting fresh from the bottom. You're going to build this thing up. And from that, maybe he's going to be really good. But I think they need more of a bridge than what they got in Kellen Moore here, who you're taking a guy, first-time head coach. Where are you supporting him with what you're doing here and how you're going to tear this thing down, because you have salary cap implications and all of that. So I don't love it necessarily. We'll see where it goes. I could have put him number five and then Liam Cohen number six. And then clearly number seven, the last one on this list. You know what the Dallas Cowboys needed? Respect. You know what they don't get from this hire with Brian Schottenheimer, to be quite honest with you? Respect. And I'm not saying that Brian Schottenheimer can't be a respectable dude. I'm saying, how do you, as the Dallas Cowboys, hire Brian Schottenheimer as your next head coach coming off what you've had over the last several years? This is all a Jerry Jones production. We know that. Brian Schottenheimer does not instantly bring respect and credibility back to the Dallas Cowboys, which is what they needed the most here. They didn't need an X's and O's guy for offense or defense. They needed respectability. They're not getting it with hiring Brian Schottenheimer as their next head coach. I mean, it's a guy that was, look at his titles over the years. He was a coordinator in Dallas, a coaching analyst in Dallas, a passing game coordinator in Jacksonville. He was a coordinator under Pete Carroll in Seattle, a quarterback for a few years, quarterbacks coach. I mean, this does not move the needle for me at all. It is not at all what the Cowboys needed, but what they think they needed is a puppet for Jerry Jones. So I guess they got what they wanted from there. For me, not what was needed for the Dallas Cowboys, respectability. So there it is. My top seven as far as coaching hires. I probably ranked Kellen Moore a little bit too low, but I'll keep him there for now because, I don't know, maybe Liam Cohen's exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars needed. Number one, the Patriots and Mike Vrabel. Number two, the Bears and Ben Johnson. Number three, the Las Vegas Raiders and Pete Carroll. Number four, the New York Jets and Aaron Glenn. Number five, the Jaguars and Liam Cohen. And number six, the Saints and Kellen Moore. And number seven, the Cowboys with Brian Schottenheimer. Those are the my rankings as far as how well each team did on what they need for their next head coach. Yeah, the Saints are in a weird spot, right? They're this team that's always kind of up against the cap, stripping the cap, like pushing all the money down the road. And the reason why I put Moore down, because I keep thinking about it, looking at it, like, did I rank him too low? Is I think Kellen Moore is the kind of guy that when you know, like, we're starting over, maybe they are. Maybe they're finally saying, we're just going to start over. But they still have some older guys on the books. They have to figure out what they're doing contract-wise. I think they needed more of a bridge guy there. I have no idea what the Jags need. No idea. So, good luck, Liam Cohen. Maybe he's exactly what they need. Maybe it's going to be a disaster like it has been in Jacksonville with other teams. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Wednesday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after this timeout on WGR.